You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Now we focus on Hajj from the Palestinian perspective, and we join on the line live from Ramallah by Marsiha Gadzo, who joins us and who is a journalist at the AJE English as well as CBC. Welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you taking all the time to chat to us. And while there's just days to go for Hajj, our listeners are interested in looking at Hajj from the perspective of the Palestinians. Perhaps you could share with us light on the situation, you know, in terms of what does it take and how do Palestinians manage those in the West Bank as well as the Gaza with the current situation, especially in Gaza with the economy being crippled? Are Palestinians able to still afford the blessed journey of Hajj?
Right, well, Hajj costs about $3,000 per person, so for most families in Gaza, that's an entire fortune. The economy has been getting worse as the years go by. In a recent TV interview, one shop owner, he commented that at this time last year, he wouldn't even have time to speak to the media because his store would be so packed with people shopping for the start of the new year. It's back to school. But now this year, his store is completely empty, so he's taken up selling fruits and vegetables, trying to make ends meet any way that he can. The same thing happened during Ramadan. I was walking through the historic old city of Saha in Gaza City, and usually the streets would be so packed at this time of year that you wouldn't be able to walk through the streets at all. But it wasn't the case this year. It was, a lot emptier. The employment rate is still stands at 42%. So unfortunately, the economic situation is getting worse as the years go by.
Certainly not a good situation. Now, in terms of the systems that are in place, what is the system by which would judge are chosen to be able to perform Hajj? And what happens if they cannot make it after being chosen?
All right, well, for Gaza, they opened registration for Hajj in 2010, where over 30,000 people applied. So this was obviously a large number, and the ministry decided to make the choice by lottery, by randomly selecting people for 7 years in a row. But then later on, they introduced a substitute system where the next of kin can take the place of their relative who's unable to go, since, you know, over the years, some of them, you know, might fall ill or they can't go no longer due to financial reasons. So then in that place, their next of kin would take their spot.
Are there different systems for those living in the West Bank as to those living in Gaza?
It's pretty much the same procedure from what I understand. Of course, they take different routes. Those in the West Bank would have to go to Jordan, whereas those in Gaza, it is more difficult for them to travel getting to Mecca from Cairo.
Yes, as close as they are to each other, different routes that have to be undertaken. And in terms of the pricing, would it cost about the same amount, whether it is through Cairo or through Amman in Jordan?
Yeah, it's about roughly the same. About $3,000 per person.
Yes, that is a perspective in terms of, you know, the different areas. Are they, you know, from your particular point of view, is there a lot of preparation that goes into a Hajj? Is it something that the Palestinians talk about throughout the year, and when the journey does come to fruition or it materializes for any particular person? Is it a lot of training and a lot of effort that culminates in the undertaking of the journey?
Well, sure. I mean, I'd say it's like this for Muslims, you know, around the world. Preparing for this journey, it's not a small thing. It's a big deal. And of course, for Palestinians in Gaza, the added benefit is that you'd actually be able to get out of Gaza and finally see, you know, another part of the world. There's so many people who are just trying to get out. It's tough for them, obviously, to live confined in a 10 by 40 kilometer strip of land for a decade. So, you know, this time every year, so many Palestinians look forward to attending Hajj.
We appreciate the insight that you've shared with us. Jazakumullah khair for your time on Radio Islam.
Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
That was Marsiha Gadzel speaking to us from Ramallah in Palestine, the West Bank, giving us a perspective on Hajj from the Palestinians and what does it take, what does it cost, and a general overview of the challenges that they face.